Slave, you owe me a debt, and until that debt is paid, you must obey. Now go clean the grime from the stalls. Would you like to have your freedom? I'm willing to pay the price. Tell me what this man owes. I will pay it. Hand me the certificate of debt that is hostile against him. I will pay. I will take it out of the way. The debt you owed is paid. It's not been canceled. It's been paid. It has been taken care of. And any debtor, any enemy that comes to you, anyone who demands your allegiance because of that debt will see this. It has been made public. It has been put on display for all of them to know your debt is paid. So what will you do with your freedom? You've never been a free man before, you say? You don't know how to walk in this new life, you say? Let us turn to Romans 3 then. Paul writes to the Romans, chapter 3, we'll start in verse 23. He writes about a free gift, a gift that would free mankind from their debt. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. What is the debt? What is the debt? You may remember, in the same day that you eat of it, you will surely die. Later on in chapter 6 of this same book we just read, Paul writes, the wages of sin is death. This gift is that someone else, this gift is that God himself would pay the price. God himself would satisfy the just demands of the law and display it publicly as a means to bring mankind back into a relationship with himself. Do you believe that Christ paid your debt? Have you accepted this gift that he offers freely? Because if you have, you now identify, as this imaginary person here does, you now identify as someone whose debt is paid by death. Turn back over to Romans chapter 6 now. We'll pick up our reading from there. Verse 3. Or do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? He died, so you don't have to. He paid the price because you were helpless to. It is as if you died, but you didn't, because somebody else paid that for you. So when they look at your debt, when they read that certificate that's hostile against you, it says paid. It says, you died. Verse 4. Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Because he canceled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which was hostile against us, you can now walk as a free person. Did you pay off the debt? No. Christ paid it off. But the debt is now paid. You are free from its constraints. Verse 6. Knowing this, that our old self was crucified with him in order that our body of sin might be done away with, so that we would no longer be slaves to sin. For he who has died is free from sin. Have you died? No. Christ died. But Christ died on your behalf. So it is as if you had died. The one who died in the eyes of the certificate, the one whose name is written on here, is freed from its claims. You are free from the claims of sin. Your enemies, your debtors, your former master has no claim to call you to account for, has no power to demand of you services of ownership or servitude. Verse 8. Now, if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again, death no longer is master over him. For death that he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. If you've accepted Christ's free gift, that means you now have life. If you have been redeemed by Jesus' death for you, if your debt was paid, it can't be unpaid. This mark cannot come off. It's satisfied. The demands are done. It was done once. It was done for all. It is done permanently. Christ is sufficient. Even so, verse 11, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. So I'll ask again, what are you going to do with your freedom? What are you going to do with your freedom? Have any of you seen something that's dead before? Roadkill? Gone fishing? Anything? If you've ever poked a dead thing before, you will quickly realize that it doesn't move. It's quite profound. Dead things do not respond to pokes and prods. Do you get it? If you are to consider yourself dead to sin, then when sin comes back and says, hey, you remember this? Poke and prod. You are dead to it. You respond to it in the same way that the fish that you caught would respond to your pokes. It doesn't respond to it. It's dead. You are dead to sin, but alive in Christ. Verse 12. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies so that you obey its lust. And do not go on presenting the members of your body as to sin as instruments of unrighteousness. Are you going to turn back to your old master? Are you going to turn back to your debtors? Back to the persons or the powers that held you in bondage to death? That's what the question is here. What are you going to do with your freedom? Go back? But present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Or, contrastly, Paul's asking, are you going to live your life in righteousness? Are you going to live a life presented to God? What will you do with your freedom? What then, in verse 15? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? May it never be. Do you not know that when you present yourselves to someone as slaves for obedience, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin resulting in death or of obedience resulting in righteousness? It would be as if after this certificate was marked, paid in full, after it was hung on the cross, after it was applied to your account, after you were credited its righteousness, you were freed. It's as if you went right back to the very thing that held you in bondage in the first place, that you so desperately needed freedom from. It's as if you told that master, hey, I'm free, my debt is paid. Do you still need that grimy stall cleaned out? If you are going to be obedient to righteousness, you must consider yourself in light of exactly how you are. You are alive in Christ. You are free from sin. You are new in the likeness of his resurrection. I have to admit, I have lived many, many years of my Christian life reading these verses and approaching it from a very legalistic manner. Looking at these verses and says, I have to become dead to sin. We'll do that again. I have to ignore prompts from the old flesh. I have to refuse to obey it. It was a battle that I quickly lost and became very discouraged by. Remember, he paid the debt to sin. Remember, this is my new identity. It's not me, it's him. Colossians 3, verse 1 through 3, if you have been raised up with Christ, if your debt was paid, keep seeking the things above where God, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Keep your mind focused on the things above, not on the things that are on the earth. Why? Because you have died. And your life is hidden with Christ in God. And the third thing, I remind myself regularly of his love for me. I remind myself regularly of his love for me. Because a really wise person once said, those who are forgiven much, those who have been forgiven much, love much. That was Jesus. He's a really wise person. When I recognize how great my debt was, when I remember how incapable I was to pay it off in full, when I remember his love for me, I'm renewed in my love for him. My mind should not be focused on avoid sin, resist temptation, don't look at the waves, ignore the lusts that are pouring in. Because where is my mind focused on? The things that are on the earth. Keep your mind focused on the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on the earth. When my mind is focused on him, it will act as blinders. It acts as blinders to those prompts and prods and pokes from the old master from sin and death. Because where is my focus? On him. So when I get poked, I don't recognize it, because where is my mind focus? On him and what he has done for me. It is all about Christ. So what will you do with your freedom? What will you do with your freedom? You too consider yourself to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the testimonies today. The first person accounts of people who turn their life to you, people who are living their life as free because of the debt you paid, people who are living their life in righteousness, wanting to be presented to you. Father, thank you for today, the songs. There to my heart was the blood applied, glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. It has washed me white. Thank you, Jesus. You have saved my life, brought me from darkness into glorious light. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen.